Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NCC Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial Institutional Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Gitesh. On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome everybody to 4Q and FY26 earnings conference call of NCC Limited. We have from the management today, Sri R. S. Raju, Director of Projects, Sri Sanjay Pusarla, Executive Vice President, Finance and Accounts, and Sri Neeraj Sharma, Head Strategy and Investor Relations. Now I hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we can start with the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Vaibhav. Very good morning, everyone. This is Neeraj, and on behalf of NCC, I thank you for joining us as we close out the financial year 25-26. With me today are Mr. R. S. Raju, Director of Projects, and Mr. Sanjay Pusarla, our CFO. We appreciate your continued engagement with the company, though through what has been an eventful year for the sector. Safe harbor. Before we proceed, I would like to draw your attention to a brief disclaimer. Certain statements made during today's call may be forward-looking in nature and are subject to risks and uncertainties. Actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implied. I encourage you to read a detailed statement on page two of the investor's presentation. Order book, the foundation. Our consolidated order book as of 31st March 2026 stood at rupees 83,004 crore, which is about a 16% increase over the last year and highest in the company's history. The fourth quarter contributed rupees 9,573 crore of fresh consolidated inflows, and full-year inflows totaled rupees 31,884 crore. This order book gives us multi-year revenue visibility and a book-to-bill ratio of roughly four times, and it is spread across seven verticals: wheels, buildings, transportation, mining, electrical T&D, water and railways, and irrigation, which is what gives the portfolio its resilience. Now I will hand over to my colleague, Mr. Sanjay Pusarla. He will share the detailed financial performance of the company. Post that, we will open for questions, any queries that you might have. Over to you, Mr. Pusarla.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sanjay Pusarla, Executive Vice President and CFO of NCC Limited. I am pleased to announce the financial results for Q4 FY26 of NCC Limited and also for the year ending 31st March 2026. My announcement basically covers order book, revenue, profitability, debt movement, and some of the important balance sheet items. The order book stands at 83,004 crore as of the end of 31st March 2026. You are aware the order book at the beginning of the year stood at 71,568 crore, and orders received in Q4 is 9,573 crore, and the balance at the end of the year is, say, 83,004 crore. The revenue for the standalone. Turnover reported in Q4 FY26 is 5,382 crore, as against turnover of 5,445 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. decreased by 1%. For the full year, the turnover stands at 17,669 crores as against 19,393 crores of the previous year, a decline by 9%. At consolidated level, the turnover is reported in Q4 at 6,251 crores as against 6,189 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, which shows an increase by 1%. For the full year, the turnover is 20,944 crores as against 22,355 crores, which is a decrease of 6%. Next on the profitability. At the standalone level, we achieved an EBITDA of 8.44% for Q4 FY26 as against 9.21% of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. PBT, we achieved 5.2% before exceptional items and PAT of 3.77% in the current quarter, that is Q4 FY26, as against PBT of 6.18% and PAT of 3.93% reported in the quarter 4 of FY25. At consolidated level, we achieved EBITDA of 8.83% and PBT of 4.70% before exceptional items and PAT of 3.3% in the current quarter. In the current quarter, there is Q4 to FY26 as against EBITDA of 9.07% and PBT of 5.93% and PAT of 41% reported in the corresponding quarter of the last year. Then getting into the debt movement. The debt at the beginning of the quarter stood at 2,980 crores and net debt after cash and cash equivalents is 2,830 crores at the end of quarter 4 of FY26. It stood at 2,251 crores and net debt at ₹1,667 crores. And at the end of Q4 FY25, the same is at 1,484 crores and net debt of 706 crores. There is a decrease of debt by 729 crores in Q4 FY26. The debt equity ratio stands at 0.30 at the end of Q4 FY26 as against 0.40 at the end of Q3 FY26 and 0.21 at the end of March 25. Getting into working capital. Working capital excluding cash and margin money deposits at the end of Q4 FY26, it stands at 4,847 crores, which is 28% of the turnover. In terms of working capital days, it is 97 days. The trade receivables outstanding at the end of Q4 has decreased from 3,505 crores to 3,336 crores, and the number of days also has decreased from 87 days to 73 days in the current quarter and 65 days for the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Unbilled revenue. It is decreased from 7,129 crores, which is 44%, to 6,675 crores, which is 38% in Q4 FY26. And at the end of the previous year, it was 5,937 crores, which is 31%. Retention money stands at 2,253 crores per quarter 4 FY26 as against 2,099 crores at Q3 FY26. And at the end of the March 25, that is the corresponding previous year, it is 1,870 crores. Coming to the mobilization advances. Mobilization advances are standing at 3,386 crores as at the end of March 31st, 2026, as against 3,162 crores at the end of December 25 and 2,098 crores at the end of March 2025. Of these mobilization advances, 64% are interest-bearing and the average interest comes to 9.2%. Interest-bearing advances decreased from 67% to 64% during the current quarter. Cash and cash equivalents. 585 crores as on 31st March 2026 and 150 crores as on 31st 12 2025, and 778 crores as on 31st 3 2025. Margin money deposits and others. It is standing at 631 crores as at the end of March 26, 671 crores at the end of December 25, and 654 crores at the end of March 25. Coming to the capex, we have incurred a capex of 344 crores in Q4 FY26 and 912 crores we have incurred in the current year, which includes a capital work in progress for TBM about 320 crores. As against the budgeted capex of 1050 crores, which was revised earlier from 750 crores to 1050 crores in the year FY26. EPS stands at 3.23 at the end of Q4 FY26 as against 3.4 in Q4 FY25, and in FY26 it is 9.19 as against 12.12 in the previous year. With this, I will be ending the announcement of the results. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Should we start the question and answer queue?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, sir. Couple of questions. So first, we'll start with your broad guidance on revenue, margin, and order inflow for FY27. And also, please specify this will be for standalone or at a console level.
Mr. Shah, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
There are too many variables in the equation as we speak. You know, the whole environment is very uncertain. So we have decided not to give any guidance for FY27. However, we will revisit, you know, this decision maybe when we have some clarity after conclusion of the first quarter. So if there is any guidance, we would be happy to come and share that with you.
So for order inflow also, no guidance?
No guidance for all these parameters, but as I shared with you, because there are too many variables, it is very difficult really to look forward. You know, you are already aware about the uncertain world that we are currently living in, but we will revisit this decision, maybe say after first quarter or so. Should there be any clarity, should there be any change in the environment, we would be very pleased to revisit and come back to you with the guidance for 27.
I understand that we don't give, but still trying to get some sense. So obviously the order book is at a historic high, and we must be knowing what kind of a project in which segments is going on, and till 1.5 months is already there for this quarter also. So we must be knowing a broad idea. I understand for last two quarters we are not giving, and again we are not giving. So it is becoming a very, very difficult. So are we still of the opinion that still the working capital pressure, the payment issues, and whatever is happening at the world level, West Asia crisis. But at the India level, I understand the commodity prices, inflation will be there, but still we'll be having some kind of a minimal that this definitely we should be doing. Some color more would be helpful, whether at least we will see a kind of a minimum 10% plus kind of a growth, because already we have seen a 9% degrowth in the FY26. So that would be helpful. And at the margin level also, the current level 8.3 is maintainable, or can we see a kind of a 0.5% kind of a pressure or some improvement? Something would be helpful there.
Yeah, Mr. Shah, I really very much appreciate your concern. You talked about, you know, the cost element in the whole economy. You know, finally, this might also affect the ability of our clients to move, take the projects forward, you know, make timely payments. So all these situations will finally are expected to play out in days to come. So as we have already shared with you, that we will revisit this subject once we have some more clarity, say that, you know, post, you know, about 3-4 months time. I mean, you know, it is not really helpful to talk about any hypothetical number and tomorrow revise that number. I hope you appreciate the spirit in which we have decided to, you know, share, you know, this information with you. So should there be any change in our view, should we have more clarity, we will be very happy to come back to you, Mr. Shah, and share what we have, what is it that is really possible for FY27.
Yeah, and on the CapEx, working capital and net debt also, some kind of a color would be helpful, how we want to look for FY27, or there also guidance.
Mr. Shah, this is finally a function of the revenue growth, degrowth, you know, the cost element, how the final, you know, the raw material prices will finally get impacted in, you know, next few months. So it will be a function of that, you know. It is not that the working capital exists in a vacuum, you know. It's an outcome of all these, you know, variables.
Got it. Sir, on JJM front, so whatever the numbers, if you can provide, so both at a total JJM and the UP, so the outstanding order book, the debtors, both for UP and the total, and how even post March and till now, what's the status there?
Yeah, for UP project, JJM projects, the order book outstanding at the end of March 26 is 3,619 crores for all the groundwater. For the surface water projects, the outstanding order book is 2,562. That means 6,181 crores is the total order book pending as on 31st March 2026. The amount of work executed in UP projects is 1,732 crores for both groundwater and surface water. As far as the receivables are concerned, the receivables have come down to 3,015 crores, which includes groundwater, surface water, trade receivables and unbilled revenue. That is coming to 3,015 crores.
Okay, so this is only UP, and the total debtors also from the JJM across all the states would be how much?
This is what I have told you. It was 3,015 crores.
He's asking debtors. Oh.
Only debtors, if you are asking me, it is only 695 crores.
Okay, so the number which was 1,700 crore as on December, now it is 695 crore, you are saying?
Correct. You are right. About 1,000 crores we have collected in the current quarter.
Okay. And lastly, any more kind of a write-off impairment at the subsidiary level? Because last 2 years, I think we are slowly doing it. So, and at the same time, the NCC urban infra, how much is outstanding and how much we will like to get a repayment in FY27?
Yeah, in the case of international projects, the impairment is done in the case of an investment at Oman, where the project is completed and whatever claims we have to receive, we have received. We have made an impairment of 21.3 crores as an exceptional item. With this, the international outstandings, whatever is there, that completely impaired. That is one. As far as the Vizag Urban is concerned, we are expecting about 250 crores in the current year.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me, sir? Hello.
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Kanpal. You're audible. But you please speak a bit louder.
Okay, sure. So, sir, in this environment, when there is so many uncertainties, so are you bidding for orders or are you stop bidding for orders also?
No, no. We will continue to bid depending on the projects which are coming up for bidding. We will continue to bid depending on the risk-reward equation. In fact, we have already bagged few projects in this financial year as well, that is FY27. We have already reported about 1,700 crore odd projects in month of April.
So, are we seeing any slowdown in our execution because we have 83,000 crore of order book? So, just wanted to check if the work is going on entirely on all the books, entire orders, or there are still some orders where the work has not started. Have the clients asked us to slow down the work? So that doesn't give you confidence to give guidance. So just wanted some color.
Nothing of that sort. You know, wherever the fronts are available and the clients are taking the forward, nothing is really substantial to report. By and large, things are moving forward.
To add further, the order book of 83,000 crores, all the orders, we have got the clearances, we will be able to execute. There is absolutely no issue on account of any hold-ups or designs or right-of-ways. Whatever orders are considered in this, they are all fully available for execution.
No, sir, I was coming from the point that L&T is the largest infra company. Despite having a huge exports order, they have given a guidance. Kalpat through yesterday gave guidance. Other infra companies are giving guidance. So if we are not confident, I mean, somehow we as an analyst are getting confident that you will be able to execute. Looks like you have taken a lot of orders. Either you are facing some challenges on execution internally. So just wanted a clarity whether internally you have any challenges on execution or execution capability or not getting the client, not able to get labor, not able to get your supply chain in order. So maybe that's the reason we are sensing that not able to give the guidance. We just wanted clarity on that.
Mr. Kanpal, I think I have already tried to answer this question in a, I think Mr. Shah asked this question. We will revisit this. You know, we are saying is we need some clarity. You are aware about, you know, the pricing pressure in the whole economy. All that we are saying is we need one more quarter. We expect some more clarity. Then we should be in a position to talk about the guidance for FY27. So this is what we have already stated.
So the current levels of execution of 6,000 crores, so are we geared up to go below that now given the order book? Or do you think that at least at the base case we will be able to maintain this level of execution and of 6,000 crores which we reported in this quarter?
Could you please repeat your question?
In this quarter, we have reported execution or revenues of 5,300 odd crores. So in the biggest case, are we geared up to at least do this much? I'm not asking any guidance on the full year, but at least from here on, the execution should not go down below this because we have already mobilized the entire order book.
So I think we need to understand one thing. Today, considering the unpredictable situation, unpredictable development that are happening on day-to-day basis, they are very dynamic and there is nothing which we will be able to predict. That is the reason we were telling very clearly that we will wait for a quarter to understand how it is going to move forward. Then we will be giving the guidance.
No, sir, I'm not asking guidance. I'm saying are we able to maintain the current execution rate of 5,300 which we reported in this quarter or can it go down?
That also depends. You have still 1.5 months more because this situation is developing day by day. If you see that in the last beginning of the year and today, there is a lot of development that was happening and we are seeing the prices going up, the dollar is weakening and how the economy is going to move. All these things will also have a bearing on the balance 15 days. So we'll be able to tell you at the end of the quarter. We have to wait, watch and see patiently.
Okay, this is the last thing, sir. Just one advice. I mean, NCC is one of the oldest company in infra, which I have been covering more than 18 years now. And you have seen cycles. This is not the first time you have seen challenges of headwinds. You have GFC, you have demonetization. So many things have happened. We have never desisted away from even the AP crisis, which happened where a large part of the order book got and we have to lose it. But still, we have guided. I don't know. I mean, when the size has become so big, so this is an advice. I mean, you should reconsider, discuss with your board. I mean, you need to give the guidance if you have such a large order book. You need to take a call. I know you can grow at 30-40% maybe next year, but at least you can guide 10 or 15 or 20% some number to start with where you are at least confident you can do. That's my goal. That's my case. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvin Qazi from Nuwama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. So my first question is on the payment cycle. Now, not really asking names of clients, etc. I mean, you indicated we have received almost 1,000 odd crore in UPJJM projects. But overall, has the payment cycle, let's say, improved in the last 3-4 months compared to, let's say, what it was during CY25? Or do you think challenges still remain?
Sorry to interrupt, the management line has got disconnected. Just a moment. Members, the line has got connected. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. So my first question is regarding overall payment cycle. You indicated we have received about 1,000 odd crore in UP in Q4. I'm not really asking about name of clients, but in general, has the payment cycle improved in the last 3-4 months compared to, let's say, what it was in CY25, or do you think overall challenges still remain on the payment?
Hello, speakers. Ladies and gentlemen, the line has got disconnected. Stay connected. Members, the line has been connected. You can go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Hey, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question is regarding the payment cycle. I mean, you mentioned you have received about 1,000 odd crore in UP in Q4 on JJM. Now, overall, regarding payments across all projects, would you say the payment cycle has improved in Q4 compared to, let's say, what it was in CY25? Or do you think issues still remain there and there?
Now, in Q4, we have seen improvement in the payment cycle. Absolutely, that is correct. And as far as the UP is concerned, we have received about 1,000 crores in the quarter four, about 450 crores in the month of April, and we are expecting further payments also in the coming months. So we are confident that with the way the payments are being released, some more payments related to UP projects also will come. So this will improve the situation. And as far as others are concerned, now it is continued to be a good paymasters. So we are not seeing any, we are not foreseeing any problem.
That's great to hear. You gave the numbers about JJM projects in UP. Would it be possible to get those numbers about our overall JJM order book, including orders that we might have in other states also? What is the order book and what are the payment outstanding there?
The overall order book we have already covered, but I will give you for better clarity. The overall order book what we have received for the JJM projects, including groundwater, surface water, is 26,000 crores. We have already executed projects up to 20,142 crores, leaving a balance of 6,181 crores. Is this clear?
Sir, I think you have given me the numbers for UP. I was asking if we have JJM projects in other projects, other states also, but I will take it offline. I mean, not an issue. My second question is, what will be our total exposure to our subsidiaries, including investments and other advances?
Could you repeat your question? I think you asked about our total investment in the subsidiaries, right?
Yeah, I mean total exposure, investment plus loans and advances, whatever you might.
Yeah, the investment is 887 crores at the end of March 26, and the loans to the group companies is 309 crores at the end of March 26. Coming to the Vizag urban status, I have already explained you, we will be collecting about 250 crores and the outstanding is 291 crores.
Sure. And last question, some update on the smart meter project, what is the kind of investment you've already done there?
In the smart meters, in the two SPVs, we have already invested about 460 crores. And in the case of our own project, which is executed under the name of NCC Limited, about 130-140 crores we have used as working capital. The total investment in SPV is about 460 crores.
Thanks and all the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Institutional Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, in December, the outstanding loan from Vizag Urban was around 390 odd crores. So now it is 290. So we have received 100 crores in Q4?
Yes, we have received 100 crores in Q4.
Okay, and 270 this year and remainder in next year? 250 this year and remainder in next year?
No, we are expecting about 250 or 291, whatever is there, it will be coming in the current year itself.
Okay, okay. So secondly, on smart meters, we have invested 460. Any pending investment now remaining?
No, nothing is there. The whatever investment calls for both the projects in the SPVs, it has been fully invested.
Okay. And sir, in the standalone order backlog, what would be the value of smart meter order book in the standalone books?
The standalone, 1 minute. Out of 72,000. One second.
Huh? Yeah.
5,700 crores. One second. Yeah. 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 You can ask for the next question. In the meantime, I'll get you that number.
Yeah. So what is our capex plan for next year, FY 27?
FY27, the CapEx plan is 500 crores.
Okay.
And the order book in the standalone is 4,456 crores in the case of smart meters.
Okay. And sir, lastly, in the order inflow number, it was 9573 for console and 4775 for standalone. So what was this difference of roughly 4,800 crores in Q4?
PCMPL project, HVARA coal mining. So we generally take a look ahead for 3 years as the order book. That was 4,800.
So you added that order book for the mining portion?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sukrit D. Patil from iSight FinTrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to the team. I have two questions. Forward-looking ones, both the questions. My first question to Mr. Raju is, in your point of view, how is NCC preparing to capture future opportunities in infra and construction while thoughtfully addressing challenges such as project delays, regulatory compliance, and rising input costs? What strategic levers do you see as important for sustaining growth and execution discipline in FY27 and beyond? That's my first question. I'll ask my second question after this. Thank you.
Could you please repeat your question? I don't think I have understood your question correctly.
I am referring to any practical steps like project pipeline expansion, technological adoption, and operational efficiency that reinforce ACC's leadership in the infrastructure space. I want to understand a forward guidance on this.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. We continue to see a very interesting pipeline of, you know, prospective projects. If I were to put a number, this number would be close to 2.5 lakh crore. So we continue to see lot of, you know, infrastructure projects coming up for bidding. And as you are aware, we have been active, you know, in this space for little less than 5 decades. So we believe we have what it takes to identify a good project, put a competitive bid on the table, and at the same time execute the project with profitable margin on time. So this is what we have been doing for last little less than, you know, 5 decades, and we hope we will continue on that path. Regarding you talked about, you know, we have a stated policy to take care of, you know, the ESG, all these, you know, parameters, all these, you know, priorities are already in place, and we are very conscious, you know, to impact the local economies, you know, the local communities, wherever we are executing our projects.
Thank you. My second question to Mr. Sanjay is, from a technical point of view, how is the company optimizing its capital structure to balance project financing requirements with debt sustainability, especially given the long-term gestation period of infrastructure project. Could you elaborate on the framework being used for cash flow forecasting, interest rate risk management, and working capital efficiencies to ensure liquidity while maintaining the profits? Thank you.
Yeah. In the case of the project which we are executing, we do not have much long-term, high-value, high ticket infrastructure projects. Okay. The projects which we are executing basically of a contracting nature on EPC board. That is one. As far as the projects which we have received on smart meters are concerned, we have done financial closure for those projects at a very competitive rate of 9.15%. And we have been using that facility to complete those projects. As far as other projects are concerned, which are in general nature and in general contracting or EPC nature, we have enough facilities tied up, working capital facilities tied up, both in terms of fund-based and non-fund-based. Our interest rates are very competitive, and today we are just nearing 9% average interest rate. and we have capabilities of raising good products in the market, which are like purchase invoice discounting, trades, commercial paper, which are at a very competitive rate of interest, which is even below 8%. And we have enough bandwidth when we compare to the facilities. We have never crossed 80% or 90% of the working capital. We have enough working capital limits also to meet any kind of gaps that are going to come. This is how we are managing our financing.
Thank you and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. The first question is, sir, do we have any international exposure?
At the moment, we do not have any international exposure. We have only one project in Qatar, which is almost completed. And at the final stage, we have to execute a few, 20-25 crores of work in INR.
Okay, understood. So second question, sorry again to dwell on the, guidance part. There can be two issues, right? Either, we are facing some execution issues or the company is, facing challenges in terms of, the margin. So what is it, that is refraining us from giving the guidance,
I think Mr. Neeraj has already covered. We have the execution capabilities we have built up over the last less than five decades we have built up. So resource capabilities is not a constraint at all. Order book is not a constraint at all. Given uncertainties which are prevailing today, we thought that we will just wait and give the guidance. We will watch for this next 2 months. At the end of the first quarter, we will revisit the situation and then give the guidance.
Okay, sir, I understand. There is an uncertainty, but that can impact two things, right? Either your execution or your margins. So where you see, I am not asking for the guidance, but where you see, it's impacting the more or where the uncertainty lies? Is it the margin or is it the execution?
At the moment, what I can say is that we have all our contracts, many of the contracts we have escalation clauses. About 74% of the contracts we have escalation clauses. But I'm not very sure whether the increase in the prices will completely get covered under the escalation clauses. There may be some impact. There is no doubt in that. And second thing on that, availability of the materials. Because of the logistics problems and also the problems on account of the fuel prices and other things, there can be some availability issues in the case of materials. But as of now, we are following a path of buying the materials, required materials, just in time so that our execution pace and progress will not get hampered.
Understood. And just last question, sir. Almost 50% of our order book, comes from the buildings and the transportation, leaving aside mining and, water and irrigation. So, just wanted to understand, sir, what is the share of, private and the government, client, in the order book? Question being, are there any pressure, coming from the, private, clients, any cancellation of, orders or something like that you're seeing?
No, we have not seen any kind of pressure from the private clients because our private clients orders comprises about 4-5% of the...
About 5%.
Yeah, about 5% in the entire order book.
So 95% from the government.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. And government, when we say government, means state government, central government, central yes. government, state government agencies, PSUs, all put together.
So any payment, in the transportation or from the building side, any payment related issues or is it going fine?
Today we have not seen any payment issues. Things are going fine.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir. Namaskar. Hope I'm audible. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Sir, as in the cash flow and in your opening remark, we could see that we did a CapEx closer to 900 crore for the last year, and our guidance for the current year is 500 crore. So if you could just spell out what kind of capability building are we eyeing in the space? In the space, and for which particular projects are we going to put this CapEx into?
So generally, what happens, our CapEx is around 350 crore-400 crore on a regular basis, because we need to replace the equipment, we need to buy the new formworks and other things. In the last year, 900 crore, we have got two components. Basically, one is on the TBM, which we are requiring for the GMLR project, which we are executing in Mumbai, about 310 crore. About 150-160 crore we have acquired, we have purchased the machinery for the new mining project. So that was the composition of the last year. And the current year, which we have projected about 500 crore, about 100-150 crore we'll be requiring for the mining, because mining requires a huge capital-intensive project. It requires, in a phased manner, acquisition of the equipment. About 100-150 crore, we are expecting equipment for the mining, and remaining 350 crore or 400 crore, which will be required for our regular CapEx, refurbishment, replenishment, or the new equipment for all the projects which we are executing.
Okay. Sir, for the TBM project, what would be the execution cycle and the size of the order that we will be, our endeavor will be to execute for the current year?
No, no, our share is 3,000 crore.
The overall project value is about 6,000 crore, and the part of execution which we need to do is 3,000 crore.
Okay, and what have been our timeline for the same, sir, with respect to our clients, deliverables?
About five years' time. Five years' time.
Oh, right. Sir, we have also seen some the status of investment property under construction. So if you could dwell on the same, what is that pertaining to? Pertaining to 110 or 105 crore, 5 crore?
Mining centers in India.
So there are buildings and offices and central workshops that are being constructed across all the states, wherever we have the projects and wherever there is a requirement of having such workshops. In addition to that, there is one project in Hyderabad, which is called a Jubilee Hills landmark project, where we have done the investment, and the project is not getting executed at the moment. And the case is being heard, and it is sub judice to talk about that at this moment.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Kapoor, I would request you to join the queue for more questions. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, so we have provided a breakup of order backlog on consolidated front in the PPT. Can we give you the same for the standalone side?
Yeah.
70,000 crore breakup.
You want the division-wise breakup?
Yeah, division-wise breakup on standalone order backlog.
I think the order component is-
Standalone order backlog is 72,259 crore, and for the subsidiary company, it is 10,745 crore.
Sir, so breakup of segment-wise breakup for standalone backlog?
We'll get you. One minute.
No, no, yeah. Wait for a moment, Mr. Shah, or maybe we can take this offline. These numbers are not ready with us currently. But I will tell you, mostly other than the mining, consolidated orders,
mining, transportation, only one project. The value we have already shared, that is GMLR, about 3,000 crore. And mining projects and one in T&D, smart meter. Otherwise, everything else is the same. What we have
reported is... mining book is roughly 15,000 crore in console. So it is, so nothing is, so what would be in standalone? Because difference of order book is 10,000 crores, console and standalone for Q4.
Buildings it is 22,740 crores. Transportation, okay. 14,320 crores. Water and railways, 10,400. Electrical, you can take as 13,800. Irrigation, you can take it as 4,915. And mining, 6,750.
Okay, got it. And sir, the smart meter order book you said 4,456 crore in standalone. So what would be the value in console?
It's
646. Okay, fine.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. Just wanted to first check on the depreciation. So now the TBM depreciation would be starting. So this quarter, the standalone level 62 crore depreciation, so which has obviously has increased 5-6 crore. So how one can look at, given the 500 crore kind of a capex that we will be doing, so how one can look at the depreciation for this year FY27? Will it be inching up?
It will be inching up because the TBM capitalization will be done at the end of the second quarter. So from third quarter onwards, we will get the depreciation of the TBM. So that to that extent, the depreciation will go up.
Any rough idea? So it will be a kind of a 5-7 years we will be depreciating this 320 crore. That the way one can look at the depreciation?
I will. Mostly the TBM machine, Mr. Shah, is getting lowered now. It is expected to start, working from in the next 2 months' time. The TBM machine is specifically designed for this project, and the total capex will fully expensed in about 3 years' time. By the time we complete, the whole depreciation, we will book.
Okay. And second, in terms of the other income, so if you can help us, how one can look at this other income, and whether for this year standalone, let's say we got a 206 crore kind of other income in P&L, have we received this entire amount in the form of cash, and same goes for the even FY26? So just trying to understand, is there a lag in terms of the cash conversion of the other income, and how one can look at the other income? If you can give it a breakup, maybe it will help.
The other income includes interest income of 91 crores, dividend income and a buyback of 97 crores. That includes dividend from our subsidiaries, Pachwara Coal Mining and also Kore Bignipur project. And interest income comprises mainly on account of margin money deposits.
Okay. So broadly, this entire other income is kind of a, one can say 90% plus is getting converted into the cash.
100% is converted into cash.
Okay. And same way, sir, is it possible to give a broad breakup of the finance cost of 645 crore for FY26? So primarily what we are paying on the mobilization and what we are paying on the bank guarantee charges and the other, so the broadly wanted to understand that.
For FY26, the finance cost comes to 3.7%, okay? In that, the components of interest on loans comes to around 220 crores. On mobilization advance, it comes to 154. The commissions on BGs, LCs, etc., 162 crores. Interest charges, bank charges, processing charges, all those things comes to 109 crores. which is total 645 crores. And if we net off with the income, what we are earning afterwards interest, it comes to 554 crores, which is 3.18%.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chandra Moli Jagannath from as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
How was the BSNL projects order update, sir, which you have secured a year back? And is the project execution happening on time?
Yeah, the project execution has started and it is going well. And out of the peers, what we understand is that the NCC execution is in a good shape now. And we have executed about 430 crores till date.
Okay, out of 10,000 plus crores?
Yes.
7,000 crores.
Including
and over and under. And when it comes to a consolidated cash flow, the last financial year is looking negative. There is any reason for it, sir? Or
Last year.
No,
it is negative. Yes, financial year 2026.
Yeah.
Updated. You see the net cash, net loans, it was 7884 negative. In the current year, it is 2118 crores positive. The reason being, we have availed the loans from smart meter projects from SBI. About 1,100 crores. And there is an increase in utilization of my working capital and CC limits by about 500 crores. That is the difference between these 2 years.
Okay. Okay. And also for the last quarter, when I look at the interest cost in standalone versus consolidated, there is a huge jump. Is there any...
Because of the smart meter loans. We are taking the loans for smart meters, which comes as in the SPVs. When we do the consolidation, they get added to the standalone.
So which will not recur in the future years, right? So now.
Sorry?
No, I don't think it will continue to happen in the consecutive quarters, right?
It is only because of the execution that happened in SPVs. For standalone, it will remain as it is. For SPVs, when we are taking the further dispersal, then it may increase a little bit.
Okay, not to this extent.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, just to take the previous point in respect to the finance cost, sir, on a consolidated basis, the quarterly number was 213 crore. So this and you mentioned that that as a percentage of our revenue, it is 3.7. What should be the likelihood, sir, with the type of mobilization that we have done for the fourth quarter, and also I think so some more amount has been received under the JGM or receivables. How should this, as a percentage of revenue, we should look forward for the finance cost?
At the moment, we will not be able to estimate. I have said very clearly in my earlier replies and answers very clearly that it is unpredictable today how the payment cycles will impact because of the recent developments. If that impacts, this may go up. If that's not impacting, the payments are flowing freely, then it will be have some kind of a relief.
Okay, so just to take things into on a conclusive note, we are already said half towards this quarter, for the first quarter, and already the factors that are affecting the performance for many companies are already passed through, are in the system. So how has the execution been shaping up for this current ensuing quarter? Just to get a sense whether we have already started facing the issues in terms of mobilization of resources and also supply chain issue that the management has been alluding during the opening remark.
Mr. Kapoor, I think we have answered this question before as well. So it is very difficult to predict, we are waiting for some clarity to emerge, and we are hopeful that, that clarity should emerge in about, next few months' time. Should we have more clarity, if we are able to see clearly, we have already updated you that we would be happy to come back to you and update about, what is it that we intend to do going forward in next few quarters.
Yes, sir. I got your point. I'm not looking at the forward-looking part. I'm only looking at the time span which has already elapsed. I'm just talking about the 45 days that we are through. So are we facing the same issues which we are contemplating currently, which is prohibiting us to give any guidance on how the way forward looks like? Just to get a holistic approach clear, sir.
So today on 45th day in this current year, so whatever execution that is happening, it is not impacting today. But today we do not know how the supplies will shape up, what will be the logistic constraint that is going to happen. But as of today, we are seeing in the past 45 days, the execution remains normal.
Okay, thank you, sir. Last point is on the coal mining output, sir. How will this JV output pan out for the current year, since our revenue and the profitability has remained flattened for the current financial year? Correct me here, what our presentation speaks. So how should the JV performance would likely be, since this is a separate entity altogether? I think so. But this year we did 2700 crore for the coal mining. And the profitability also from
Mr. Kapoor, this mine has a rated capacity of 15 MTPA, that is 15 million ton per annum. This has already achieved this rated capacity in FY 23-24, in that time. So more or less going forward, we should be able to maintain at the same level.
Okay, so the revenue and the profitability will be aligned in the similar way what we posted for the last two fiscals.
In the same range, there could be some variation, but it would be in the same range.
Okay, and sir, in respect to any litigation that is still pending, where some awards or wherein we have some final order being pending from any of the entities that we may have in the ensuing period. Or are we done with all the arbitration that was pending against the company?
No, there would be a lot of, similar kind of arbitrations pending at different forums. So as and when they materialize, as and when we finally receive the award or the cash, we only update, till the time a finality emerges, it is really premature to talk about that.
Right, sir. Thank you, sir, for all the engagements, and we hope that by the next end of this quarter results and the con call, we will have a much better picture about how the company is going to trade going ahead. And thank you once again to the team for patiently answering our questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, just a moment. I have one more question from the line of Chandramouli Jagannath, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
One more. Sir, you are talking about when it comes to a coal mining, you have a capital expenditure of about 100 to 150 crores where you have to replenish the 2.5 like that. But when I look at the number, the profit after tax, PBT is only about 100 to 150 crores. So that means you need is the return that you get out of it.
Mm-hmm. You're not audible, Mr. Chandramouli. Could you please repeat?
Hello, sir.
Your voice is breaking. It's not very clear.
You are talking about when it comes to a capital expenditure where you need about 100 to 150 crores for the coal mining project, equipment buying and things like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but when it comes to the numbers, the coal mining is giving you only about 100 to 150 crores. Correct me if I'm right or wrong.
No, no, no. There are firstly, there are two projects, Mr. Chandramouli. One project is a MDO project, which is already giving us, you know, this is reported in our investors presentation as well. It is already giving us revenue upwards of 2000 crore, you know. So that project is very much operational and it has already achieved its rated output of 15 MTPA. The capex that my colleague Mr. Pusala talked about, recently we have bagged a big mining project, little more than 6000 crore. For that project, we are planning to commit this capex. So these two are different projects. One is in the SPV and one project has been directly awarded to the parent company, the listed entity, that is NCC Limited.
So in which case, the number, we will see further more, consolidated numbers apart from this Panchwara coal mining, am I right?
Not consolidated number, this will get counted in the standalone number because the second project that I just talked about has been awarded to us recently. This will contribute to the revenue and profitability on the standalone basis to the listed entity, that is NCC Limited.
So from the financial year 27, right?
Yeah, 27 onwards.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Sir, you in the breakup of interest costs for FY26, you mentioned that DG charges and other charges are roughly 270 odd crores. So sharp jump over last year 223 crores. So any one-offs in this year or this should be a normal rate going forward?
BG charges is 162 crores, we said, as against 198 crores. So this
and
year...
And other charges for 109.
Yeah. This year what happened in the LC and BG is, because of the dullness in the business of water, because we have not executed this UP Jal Jeevan projects. Generally what happens, all the water projects, we will be buying the material against the LC. This time we have not done much in the water business, especially in the third and fourth quarters. So that is the reason there is a reduction in the, there appears to be a reduction in the BG and LC charges. And the same is reflected in the top line also. And there is a little bit of softening of the charges also.
So if we add both the charges, the bank charges and BG charges is roughly 270 crores for FY26. It was 223 crores in FY25. So going forward, this is a normal run rate. So as a percentage of revenue, it comes from 1.5%.
FY25, if you see, both the charges together is about 300 crores.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So lastly, one bookkeeping question. On the, you mentioned that our JJM order book is 6181 crores. This includes everything, right? UP and non-UP as well.
Yes.
And receivables of 3,000 crores also includes everything.
Yes. You are right.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So this was the last question in closing remarks from your end.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you once again for being part of this call and for your continued confidence in NCC. Thank you and take care.
Thank you so much.
On behalf of JM Financial Institution Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you and joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.